being that the holiday of Shavuos is a few days away, we'll try to spend a little bit of time speaking about some things that hopefully will enrich our Yontif, our holiday, and also preparing for it. We know that the rabbis give us a way of remembering which parsha the Torah is read usually right before Shavuos. They say, Manu ve'itzru, count, and then Atzeres, and then you have the holiday of Shavuos, which means that what comes right before Matan Torah is Parshas Bamidbar, which seems to be one of the least dramatic parshias in the Torah. We don't see any major events taking place other than counting all the Jews. And this is something that's emphasized in the Sfarim of many tzaddikim, especially in our Sfarim, that this is the most dramatic thing that could possibly be. That when we realize the importance of each and every individual Jew, and that it's impossible, the Gemara makes a statement that a certain level of the Spirit of Hashem will not rest upon a people unless you have at least 22,000 members. And we know that in Shulchan Aruch, there are certain parts of the tefillah that cannot be said unless you have 10 people. And when it came to Matan Torah, when it came to Hashem's most glorious moment, the completion of the creation, Yoyim Hashishi Vayichulu Hashmayim Voretz, it couldn't happen until there were a certain number of Jews. And it wasn't a couple of thousand. It needed 600,000 Jews. This is a tremendous message to all of us, because the Yetzer Hara tries very, very hard in many ways to get each and every one of us to think that we're enough. We're enough, or our shul is enough, or our kehila is enough, not realizing the incredible significance of reaching out, of the large numbers that it's going to take in order to bring about the final gula. That just like when it came to Matan Torah, it required this huge number, 600,000, was just the men from age 20 and up, a certain age limit. That's excluding the women and children. And it's only once such a large group of Jews got together that Hashem was willing to give us the Torah. So too, the glorious moment that we're waiting for, Bias Moshiach, when the lights will really be turned on, is going to take a large number of people. Each and every one of us has a responsibility to bring ourselves, our family, our neighbors, anyone who we could possibly influence in a positive way to join. The more that that kibbutz of Kiddusha grows, the more we know we have a possibility of a Matan Torah, or a coming of Moshiach. And we know, in fact, the connection, the Meforshim bring the fact that the word Yisroel, which is the title of the Jewish people, we're not called Bnei Avram, we're not called Bnei Yitzchak, we're called Bnei Yisroel. There's two very, very important things I want to mention about that. Number one, that the term Yisroel, by referring to a Jew as Ben Yisroel or Bnei Yisroel, we're automatically connecting ourselves to all the forefathers and all the mothers of Klal Yisroel. In the word Yisroel, the Yud represents Yitzchok and Yaakov, the Shin is Sarah, the Reish is Rivka and Rochel, the Aleph is Avraham, and the Lamed is Leah. So that when we speak about Bnei Yisroel, this title, this shows that we're aware that we are privileged to come from these three fathers, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and from these four mothers, Sarah, Rivka, Rochel, Leah, and our connection to them. In addition, we're told that the word Yisroel makes up the first letters of a statement in the Torah, Yesh Shishim Ribui Oiseis La Torah. There are 600,000 letters in the Torah corresponding to the 600,000 souls of the Jewish people. Just like when it comes to a Sefer Torah, if one letter is missing, or if there's an additional letter there that shouldn't be there, or a letter is too far apart from its neighbor, or it's too close to its neighbor, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. So too, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, we need to know that it takes every single one. It takes every single letter. It takes every single Jew being part of the Sefer Torah. And each and every Jew has a place. And each and every Jew has to respect the other person's boundary. If two letters are touching the Sefer Torah's puzzle, if I impinge on somebody else's domain, if I don't give another person the space that they need in a healthy way, chas v'shalom, I can puzzle the whole Sefer Torah. And in fact, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, teaches us that if a person wants, we know that in thinking about Matan Torah and how huge the Torah is, how vast it is, and most of us know that we've seen people that have completed all 5 books of the Torah Shebichsav, all 20 volumes of Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi at Medrash and Zohar. And the question is, how do they do it? How do they do it? And we know one of the key words is Hasmoda. Hasmoda means diligence. Some people can sit for 30 minutes and that's their limit. After 30 minutes, they have to get up. They can't handle more. Some people can sit for 30 hours. Differences between people in terms of perseverance, etc. This word, hasmoda, Rabbeinu Zal writes that if a Jew wants to be zeicha, to have this hasmoda, to be able to increase the amount of time that they can sit and study Torah and do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, avoid saying anything against a Jew. By being careful in what you say, and when you see something come up that you're about to say something that's negative about another Jew, don't say it. Because just like in a Sefer Torah, Rabbeinu Zal says, if one letter is pasul, if one letter is no good, the entire Sefer Torah is pasul. So too, if a Jew, chas v'shalom, pasuls an individual Jew, if a Jew considers one Jew as pasul, he's out, that could detach the person from the entire Torah. And this could decrease a person's desire to learn Torah, the ability, this hasmoda, this diligence.